Pastor Jim Mandel.
Let's give a special hand for Pastor Kurt. He's an awesome man of God, truly an example of the ministry and how we all understand and we walk in his glory, really. And like I said, I couldn't be able to walk in the call or do what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for, you know, the backbones of these men that help hold me up. Well, with that all being said, you know, the world is listening. We got a tremendous amount of people logging on per day now. We're reaching 100 and something per day. The world is hungry to want to know my God, our God, the true living God, the God of creation, the creator of all. There are many gods out there, but there's only one true living God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the creator of all gods, literally. And if you want to go to the main source, you want to go to the top Mohican, wouldn't you expect, or go to the little gods? Because how many people realize that there are little gods? There are other little gods. You know, faith is an incredible thing. It's a power that is unknown. It's a mystery. And you can believe in a lot of things. And you can make things happen by faith. There are a lot of, you know, different, I want to say, forces that are around us. And you can get trapped. You can get trapped into following a power that is really not out for your best interest. I am here to give you the mysteries of the true living God, the God that will allow you to accomplish the things in your life, to give you the power, the peace, and the knowledge and the understanding. We're saved by grace. Does anyone understand what grace is? Grace is a gift given from heaven above, from the supreme being, the creator of the heavens, a knowledge that surpasses all understanding. It puts inside of you a conviction. Let me share something with you. And Jesus, in this book, said the same words. I love this book. It's called the Holy Bible. It's filled with all the mysteries of the true living God, the Creator. There are many books out there, but this is the one that I have found that holds true to my experience. But there also are translators of this book, too. And I want you to know something. I'm here as a shepherd, and his sheep, my God, the Creator, the one who plucked me out of the world and saved my soul through grace, has brought me to be a shepherd, and his sheep hears his voice. I'm a voice of the shepherd, the main shepherd, the creator. So those that are out there, okay, they have voices, many voices. But I want you to be the sheep of God, the God of creator, and hear his voice. I'm a witness. That's all I am, is a witness to bear with what's inside of you. The truth is really inside of you. I'm not here to try to tell you anything different. You have a conviction. You have a life. And I'm here to be the witness, to bear witness with that is inside of you, which God originally put inside of you, the Creator, when he created you. Now, when we become honest with ourselves, that's when we really hear his voice. When we can fight the good fight so that we can obtain salvation. Do we understand what we're fighting for? We're fighting for peace. We're fighting for joy. We're fighting for righteousness. That in itself, I'm going to guide you to the kingdom of God, to the true kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy. How many people have heard that before? What else is there to live for? There are the richest men on earth, and they don't have peace or they don't have joy. They have nothing. Amen? What is really life in itself? What is the makeup of life? You know, you listen to, I love those that are on their last days. I love to hear what they have to say. I want to sit down by their side because that's when you really get to hear truth of what life is all about. Solomon said in his book, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. He built all this stuff. He did all this stuff. But at the end of the day, what was it? What value was it?
Zero.
That's right, zero. When you come to a place of life, you have to say to yourself, and when I sit down beside people who are ready to pass away, they say, they look back and they say they wish they could have done things differently. Their eyes are opened up and all of a sudden they have this epiphany that they would have just held on with joy. They would have held on with peace. I want to make peace with all the people that I hated. I want to make peace with all the people that I got in wars and fought with. You know, they start seeking for what they really are made up of. Joy, peace, righteousness. The world is crying for this, and this is my God. This is the makeup of my God. Nothing else. Everything is inside. The life of you and God is inside. It's not a pattern of religion. I want the whole world to understand religion kills. I'm not here to build religion. I'm not here to speak religion. You know, Jesus did the same thing. That's why I love this book. This man in here, Jesus, they called Jesus Christ. And the reason why he was called Jesus Christ is because he was a man with the divine truth inside of him. That's what made Christ. It was like your last name. What made you who you are in your last name? It was because there was a truth, a bloodline of truth that was inside that man that made him Christ. And so Jesus, when he came, he walked along the land. Do you know a lot, the world, let's call it the world, because you're looking at the geographical location. They didn't have the internet like we have. So his world was only, you know, how many miles around that he could reach. So his world said to him, what is this strange foreign doctrine you're preaching? What is this word? What is this message? What is this God? Who is this God that you're talking about? Do you know the world was saying that to him? What is this strange doctrine? Who is this God? He's a Pharisee. He's calling himself God. He's calling himself God. When the world didn't understand. Do you know the world doesn't understand? They think God is over there. They think God is over here. They don't realize that God dwells within inside of you. My God dwells inside of you. And it's really who you're made up of. Now, the message that I have for today is God wants to bring us to his place. Even though he dwells inside of us, there's like a meeting place where he hangs out, where he brings you your inheritance. Do you know we are probably one of the most blessed individuals of life formed right now because we have what you call free will? And in that free will, we have choices, and we make choices in life. And that's what allows us to receive an inheritance. You know that there was an inheritance that was given to you before you even were brought down to this foundation of this world. There is a riches. They call it the riches of glory. And there's an inheritance for us. God will supply all your needs according to his glory. There's an inheritance for us. There's a life for us. You're made up of a purpose. You're not here to just, you know, labor in vain. You have a purpose in life. God will help you find that purpose. You know, the world is lost. They don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to be? It's not about your career. It's about the purpose. And when you get into your purpose, and it may be your career, but when you get into your purpose, you become a minister. You become a ministry of God. You begin to give God all glory. You can't stop talking about the goodness of God to others when you come into your purpose. How many of us here have come into their purpose and then you find yourself just ministering to those people? I know Sam, he came into his purpose. He never thought that he was going to be in that place, Pastor Sam, and he came into that place and God's doing miracles in his life and he's fulfilling a purpose and a destiny. And, you know, same with Kurt, he's in his purpose. And you know, these guys are ministering to everybody they see now. They're not focusing on themselves and their duties, so to say. They're focusing on lost souls. They're focusing on people who need to know God and have that relationship. That's the purpose of God, to tell others about who he is. If you're not telling him the goodness and the wonders and the miracles that are happening in your life, it's because you're not in his purpose. You're dead. And we need to come into his purpose. It's like that purpose-driven life or what have you. But I know how to get into his purpose. And the first thing that we need to do is understand that we have a free will. And in that free will, we have to make a choice. What place do we want to live? Now, I want us to come into the place where God dwells. I want us to come into that place where God is. And where God is, that's where he supplies your need. Where God is, that's where your inheritance is. Where God is, that's where the joy and the righteousness and the peace is. It's in this place. How many want to get to this place? I'm going to tell you how to get to this place. Now, coming to this place, you have a free will, amen? How many of us realize that you have a free will? Okay. Now, in this free will, you have so much power. You know, you're only limited to so much power. It's like an automobile that's running on a four-cylinder. You only got so much power. But in the place of God, in the kingdom, you have 12 cylinders. You have a lot of power that you just don't know. You don't know the power that is stored up in this place, but you have to come into this place. You have to come into this place to receive all the miracles, signs, and wonders, all the fulfillment, every door that needs to be opened into your life. You have to understand it's all in this place. You're nothing if you don't come into this place. You're absolutely dead. This is a resurrection. It's almost like the resurrectional grave site. You got to come into this place in order to be resurrected and get a life. Now, in your free will, you have a choice. How do you see things? And what are you going to do with your choice? What are you going to listen to? What are you going to worship? What are you going to surrender to? This is the choice. Everything in your heart is what you become. What a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Think about what we worship. You know what worship is? Worship is simply something that you listen to and you obey. You follow. Are you worshiping your mind and the thoughts of your mind? Where all they are is bringing in negative things. Oh, it'll never work. And bring in fear and doubt and uncertainty. Or you listen into your heart and say to yourself, you know what? I feel this way. And if I feel this way, then it must be the right way to go. It might be the right purpose in my life. If we're truly honest. And in that same time, you begin to start listening to this voice, the shepherd. to his sheep. And then you listen to this voice, and this voice says, be honest with yourself. What do you really want? How do you really feel? And God in itself begins to start making things work for you. See, God is not known. God is an unknown being. People don't realize that God lives with inside of them. People don't realize that God is actually dwelling with them and that God has a power to make things happen. We walk in our own will and our own strength, and we only have so much power. We can only do so much. We're limited to how much and how far we can go. We're limited to how much money you can actually make. You're limited to your capabilities, and God does that for a reason. I want you to know that that's like his plan. He puts you in a place of limitation, and then he sets your heart to really desire more. And so in you, you can't reach that desire that's inside of you. You can't do it. It's a mystery. It kind of forces you to look for a higher power. It kind of forces you to cry out and look for help. It kind of forces you to start seeking. How many of us have reached a point where you can only do so much and you can't do any more? I mean, it's literally to the point in your life where it's like, I extended myself so much and I don't know why I'm not getting ahead. It's because God did that because of you. You're chosen. You're special. You have to realize that everything that we think in our minds is opposite and contrary to the truth. You've come to a point where you think that you can't go any further. You maxed out. Okay. Well, you're absolutely right. But this is our thought. I'm all alone. There's no one else there to help me. I'm stuck. I can't succeed anymore. I'm done. Well, now you're living a lie. That's not true, because there's a higher power, which I call God. It's the God of creation. It's true living God, the one who created the heavens and the earth. That God in itself created a life inside of you. And if you're desiring above what you have already, then he's knocking on your door. He wants you. So it's a good thing to desire more, literally. And you don't even know why you want more. You have no idea. We're not into that place of being content. Why aren't we not content where we're at? Think about it. Why is there something hidden inside of us that desires more? Well, you got food, you got a roof over your head, you got clothes on your body. Why is it that we are driven for more? And it's the only reason is because God is knocking at your door for you to ask for help. And then when you begin to humble yourself and realize that there is a power above yourself, and you begin to cry out and look for God, he shows up. He starts doing these things and helping you out, bringing miracles and signs and wonders, and he makes a way where there is no way. The reason why doors are closing is because you're taking strength in your own hands. You're doing things in your own powers. You're not meditating on him day and night, saying, God, come on, let's go. God, come on, let's go. God, come on, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, God, let's go, let's go. Now, there's a key to this. You have to come into the place with God. If not, guess what happens? All of a sudden, you start bringing in these false foreign gods. Listen to me. It's very crucial that you listen to me, because how many of us want to search for God and then be fooled? Nobody wants to be fooled, right? Nobody wants to be fooled that they over here put their heart and soul and mind and everything else in this, you know, truth of direction to find God, and then find out it was just a fairy tale, or it was fake, or it wasn't really true, or it wasn't really the right God, or come on, is that anybody in the back of anybody's mind? You know, think about it. Am I worshiping and following the right God? Okay. Well, I'm going to give you some keys, because you can be chasing your tail around, doing all the labor and doing all the work, but never obtaining his presence, never obtaining his glory, never obtaining signs and wonders and miracles, because that's my God. My God comes over you and gives you a sensation of peace and joy and righteousness. He comforts you. My God is a comforter. My God fills the desires of your heart. My God shows up with signs and wonders and miracles. This is the key. We have a free will, right? Okay. How many of us are controlled with our will? It's almost like sometimes we lose control because, how about if you try to quit smoking, let's say? Cigarettes is a common thing out there, and a lot of people, when they want to find God, they tend to want to start quitting cigarettes, and then all of a sudden they say, I want to, but I can't. Really? Why? Then you have to look at the strength of your will. How much will strength do you have? I believe everyone has a very strong will, but they're weak in a lot of areas. And their weakness is only because they like it. For some reason or another, they get attention, or they get some kind of satisfaction, sympathy. Somehow along the lines, they get petted through their weakness of their will. Now I'm going to share something with you. I want you to start coming into this place where I'm talking about, where God dwells. And if you come into this place where God dwells, you'll be satisfied. You'll come to a place where you'll never go thirsty again. You'll never go hungry again. You just have to desire a life. So you need to take your will, and you need to exercise it. You need to come to a place where you begin to start saying, you know what? I have to look at things differently. I have to begin to start separating things in my life. If there are things in your life that aren't bringing joy, that aren't bringing happiness, then you might have to do something about it. You have to begin to stop complaining and start looking at things on the brighter side rather than the negative side. How many of us seem to always look at the negative? I mean, it's common. It's a natural nature, and that's where they call sin nature. And I know it's so hard. It's like someone who's addicted to cigarettes. You know, you speak to them, they've been smoking for a while. I've been smoking for 20 years. You don't understand. I can't just quit. Well, you've been complaining for 20 years or more, and you just can't quit. Well, I want you to know my God. I'm sick and tired of watching people around me in my whole entire life suffer and be destroyed, because they're living in a place of ignorance. They're living outside of grace. The only thing that can save you is grace. We are saved by grace. My God saves us by grace. And grace in itself is a knowledge. A knowledge. It's like this. Cigarettes were never known to bring cancer into your life until they found grace, until they found a knowledge that somehow or another they found out that if you stop, you'll avoid getting cancer. But if you keep on going, it's going to cause cancer in your life. It's going to cause a problem if you keep on going. Okay, well, I found grace. I found, well, grace found me, I should say. Grace found me, and this grace is telling me if we keep going down this road, it's not going to bring the life that we want. It's not going to bring it. You only have so much. You can only bring so much. You can only do so much. If that's the case and you were able to do everything, then there would be no God. There would be no need for God. What would be the purpose for God? We are looking for God and finding God because we come to a place of our end. We can't do anymore. Is this making sense to anyone? I want the world to really understand where they're at and why God. And why not just God or any God, but my God. Our God here that we're bringing in, because my God in itself is not conformed by religion. It's conformed by a way. It's conformed by a truth. It's conformed by a life. That's what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's why I love this book. Okay? He's a brother. I love that man. I love that man. He was the way, the truth, and the life. And no one could come to the Father. No one could come to God except through what he was saying. And he said, all my sheep hear my voice. And if you hear this voice, then obviously you're one of God's children. If you're looking and searching and seeking to know God, then you're at the right place. He's knocking at your door. But then at the same time, we have to realize that there's a requirement. It's called repentance. We have to come to a place of repentance. We have to come to a place not saying, oh, sorry, forgive me. No, a place of just changing the way you're starting to think. The way you're thinking now is not right. The way you're thinking now is not kosher. It's negative. It's death. Never work. It'll never work. Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so weary. I'm sick. I'm frustrated. I'm at my end. I'm sick and tired. I feel like I lost my break. If I could only have this, I'd make my whole entire life different. All we need is one thing, God. And get into where he's at. When you're in the kingdom of God, all of a sudden it's like your family has passed away and left you a huge inheritance. You receive things that you really didn't work for. You receive things that have just been stored up in heaven just waiting for you. How many people want that? Think about it. We feel right now we've been shortchanged. Do you feel as though that you should be struggling a life that you're struggling with? Do you really feel as though that you should be where you're at right now? And if you're saying, yes, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, we're probably lying to ourselves. If we really sat down and if something was offered to you, I'm sure you would take it. I'm sure you'd be like, yes, thank you. Well, that's what God wants to do. He wants to offer you something. He wants to offer you a life. If we're honest with ourselves, and I know the world is listening, they're frustrated. They feel as though they reached a dead end. They feel as though that there is more in life, and where is it? That's called being lost. In my life right now, I'm very content. I'm happy with what I have. Even though I might not have much, I'm content. I'm happy. I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, God, what else more could you put on me? I'm excited. I want to see what happens tomorrow. I can't wait to see what goes on. I want to know, okay, what do you have in store for me? What do you have planned for me? I'm waiting on him. You know why? I'm in his place. I'm in where he's at. I might not see him all the time. Hey, God, where are you at today? You know, where are you at? Oh, there you are. I see him in signs and wonders and miracles. I see him in peace. I see him in joy. I see him in righteousness. Has anyone ever been out of righteousness? Do you even know what being out of righteousness is? How about just feeling like you missed it? How many of us here right now feel as though that we missed it? Oh, I could have been doing something different. I could have been a contender. I could have been here. I could have been there. I know that there are some of us right now, I feel it, I'm picking it up in the spirit, that we missed it, that my life could have been different. Well, we got to get out of it. We got to let it go. Reason is because we're crying over spilt milk. It's done and over. Why I am saying this is because you're trying so hard to come into the kingdom, but the door's closed. If you keep on crying inside, and you keep crying over spilt milk, and you keep bringing yourself to a place of guilt and shame and condemnation, you're hitting a door. It's closed. You're not allowed to be in the kingdom. You're not going to be allowed in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not going to allow people to come into their place, into their fortress, if you're bringing a disease, if you're bringing a sickness. Think about it. It's like you're carrying the plague, and they don't want to infect the colony. Sometimes I don't like bringing messages like this because, you know, it causes people to run. It causes people to say, "Ah, I like my misery. Shut up." But when you're like me and you see people suffering, but yet they have a heart to know God. They really want to know God. They are like trying their hardest to hear supernaturally, to see supernaturally, you know, to know their purpose and to know a vision. Do you know to have a hope, a vision, or a dream, a desire of something in the future is supernatural? So you're trying to see in the kingdom of God. You're trying to see the supernatural. You're trying to see a hope. How many of us have a desire for the future? Okay, well, you're trying to see in the supernatural. You're trying to see in the kingdom of God. Well, I want you to have your hopes. I want you to have your dreams. I want you to have your desires. I want you to be able to come into the supernatural. But you're not going to be able to see with a strong sense of hope and a strong sense of excitement and ambition, a drive, if you're out of the kingdom. Because this is where you're at. You're in the world. And if you're in the world, then you have an open door for all the flies that buzz around your head. And all the flies that buzz around your head are the ones that are saying, "It'll never work. Oh, this is going to happen. Oh, that's going to happen. Oh, nobody cares. Nobody loves me. Oh, geez. Bad attitude. Something's happening. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my job. Oh, my goodness." All this negative stuff just has free rein to whack with you because you're not covered. You're not in a place where it's protected. You're not in a fortress of glory. You're outside of the glory. And you're suffering and you're being destroyed and you don't know why. We got to get out of that realm and we got to come into the glory where you're protected. You'd be surprised how quiet the noise comes. You'd be surprised how the thoughts start quieting down, and all of a sudden, you're not thinking that way anymore. There are some people out there right now that there are so many sick thoughts running through their minds, they're saturated, and they don't know what the heck to do. And all these bad voices are going on in their head is because they're out of the glory. Somehow, somewhere, they're complaining, they're moaning, they're groaning, they're angry, they're frustrated, they got worry, they got fear. All these things are open doors to be attacked. We got to learn how to close these doors. We need to start somewhere. Those that are fully saturated with all kinds of crazy thoughts in their heads, all these negative thoughts, the word I have for them is to start right away and start as best as you can to start closing those doors. If not, it's going to lead you to death. You got to begin to start turning those things around and start being grateful for things. Start looking at the brighter side of life. Start, you know, whatever you got to do. Start forgiving and walking away from the ones that are stealing your peace. Start doing these things or you're going to be trapped. You're rotting in the inside by bitterness and anger and resentment and hatred and unforgiveness and judgment. Do you know how much judgment we walk around with? Here's a perfect example. I was done wrong. I've been treated wrong. Has anyone ever felt this way? Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, that's judgment in your heart. And you need to take the judgment out of your heart. If you don't take the judgment out of your heart, you're never going to be able to succeed. You're never. If you do succeed, you're going to do some really wicked, evil things. You're going to be corrupt. You're going to steal. You're going to cheat. You're not going to be able to walk in this world honestly and loving and caring in order to succeed. You're going to find a way to lie, steal, cheat, and hurt. Just the way it is. You want to be in the world and you want to be successful and you want to come into your purpose? Start stabbing people in the back. Start lying. Start cheating. Start conniving. You'll get there. But that's not who you are. That's not what God made you, because if you're hearing my voice right now, that's not your makeup. You're not a gangster, so to say. It's not your makeup. Your makeup is kind. Your makeup is thoughtful. Your makeup is giving, caring. You'll give the shirt off your own back to someone. You're the one that's always getting stabbed in the back and taking it. That's how I know you're God's people. If you're hearing my voice, that's who you are. You're the one that's been trotted on and walked on and abused. That's your makeup. And then you say to yourself, how come I'm not getting ahead? Everybody seems to be trotting all over me and walking all over me and, you know, robbing me and taking everything that I have and taking advantage of my kindness. And my God, it seems like I'm not getting anywhere. Because we have to get into the kingdom. You're a chosen person. You're set apart. And it's not your battle. It's not your battle. God doesn't want you to fight. Your battle belongs to the Lord. Your battle belongs to the kingdom. There is a host of angels out there that are desiring to fight on your behalf. There is a whole host of heaven that is commissioned to work alongside of you. But we don't know. We have no grace. Well, today is the day of grace. If you're hearing my words, I'm instructing you, it's grace. Take what I have to say and begin to apply it. First, we begin to start saying, okay, God, I'm going to start repenting. Help me to start looking at things differently. Let me start thinking different. Help me. I don't want these negative thoughts. I don't want anything to disrupt my heart. Because in your heart is so you are. What a man thinketh in his heart, so they are. If you're frustrated and you're having judgment and you're angry, that's what you are. That's what you are. How many of us here want to change today? Literally, and be in the kingdom. It's like free money. You know, how many want free money? Let's bring free money into your house. How about free opportunity? Like you don't deserve it and somebody's giving you opportunity. How about love? You can't buy love, right? Okay, love's a gift. How many of us want love? Yeah. You want your children to love you. You want your wife to love you. You want your husband to love you. You want people, your friends to love you. I'm going to tell you right now, the only way that you can get this is coming into the kingdom. There are riches and inheritances in this place that I want you to come to. And the only way that you're going to get it is if you listen to what I'm saying. Go ahead and find it somewhere else. See if you obtain it. Guarantee you won't. And I will say this. It takes your effort. It takes your part to play. You can't keep acting the way you're acting. You can't keep living the way you're living. You can't keep thinking the way you're thinking and think things are going to change. It's like going to Target, the supermarket or whatever, trying to find an item in there when they don't carry it. And you're going to be walking around trying to find this item and it just isn't there. I'm sorry. And you could be one of those, I'm telling you, it's here, I know it. And you can keep walking through the aisles and keep looking all you want and spend all your life trying to find it, but it isn't there. It's over in this store. I know where it is. It's here, and it's on sale too. It's over here. This is where it is. And you want to find it, you want to buy it, it's right here. This is where it is. So please, hear what I have to say. Stop fighting. Stop struggling. And listen, my prayer is if you hear this voice and you begin to apply it and say, listen, I want to be in the right place so that I can get what I need. I want to be in the right place so I get what I want. I don't want to settle with anything else. Now, you might be able to be in this place here, in this store, and you're going to settle. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to settle for this because they don't have really what I want. Wouldn't you rather have what you really want? Well, let's go to the right place because that place has everything that you want. You don't have to settle for anything. It's in there, stored up, waiting for you. And it's called the kingdom of God. It's called the kingdom. And this kingdom has everything that you have, everything that you need, everything that you desire. The right color, the right flavor, the right size, everything. You don't have to settle for nothing. It's there. And the way to get in it, the way to get to that place is repentance. Changing the way you're thinking. You need to work on that. You got to stop thinking the way you're thinking. And I have the tools. I have the grace to show you your thinking, the way your thoughts are. Now, everybody is a case-by-case situation, and I'm trying to bring a message for the whole world. But if you really need some insight and you really want to know what you're thinking and how to really diagnostic your issue, please contact me. You can contact me through emails, through our website. You can contact me through glorytothenations.org, or you can contact me directly here in this facility. And I'll sit down with you. And I will get you your thoughts. And I will tell you where your thoughts need to be changed. I will show you where you need to change your thoughts at. And I will bring you to the place where you need to be if you really want to come to this place. Now, you might not like what I have to say because you're pretty adamant about yourself. Just like a smoker that's been smoking for 20 years. You know, yeah, I know it causes cancer. So what? I'm just going to die with it. Okay, well, I can't help you. I'm sorry. I just can't help you if you want to die with it. But if you're like, you know what? I care about my children. I care about my wife. I care about my husband. I care about my last couple of days here on earth. So you know what? I know cancer's bad. I don't want it to get to me. And so, yes, I really want to quit. Well, then I can help you. But if you're going to be one of those cowboys that says, I want to die with my finger on my trigger, okay, well, then I can't help you. But if you want to be one of those broken people that says, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired and I really want some help, I want a new life, well, then I can help you. If we can just close every eye for a moment. We can't do it on our own. We have a free will, but that free will only has so much power to go. If you're hearing my voice today, that you probably reached your max. You might be able to struggle a little bit more, but you're going to be really, really tired. You can't go on without any more. You need more power. You need more power. And that power is in the kingdom. So, Father, I ask, Lord, that you begin to give us the strength to start repenting. Give us the strength to start renewing our minds. Giving that strength to us, Lord. Right now, I pray that you begin to start giving us this power to change the way we're thinking. Convict our heart and show us these areas, these important areas that we need to change. I'm picking up a lot of complaining. Getting angry, looking at others and just being angry at their actions. That right there in itself needs to be casted down and thrown down. Throw away it right now. We can't control anyone but ourselves. Let's focus our strength, our efforts on ourselves. We can't change anybody around us. We can't do it. So let us not waste our power and exert all this strength in anger, because this anger is stealing your power. It's taking you out of the kingdom and it's taking your willpower. Father, I pray that you begin to deliver us from anger right now. Take this anger out of us right now. I want to open up the altar. And if there are any individuals here that are battling with this sense